The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, so I opened the doors to Digital CEO, which is my 6-week program where I teach you how to create your own app and set it up on autopilot so that you have recurring passive income. All right, and I want to talk a little bit about quitting my day job and how this helped me do that and sort of like the steps and what to realistically expect, because I have gotten a lot of questions from you guys on, you know, how long does it take? How much money am I going to make? How much do I have to invest? You know, all of these different questions. So I really want to dive into that so that you know what to expect if this is right for you. And if you're looking to quit your 9-to-5 job, or if you're at the point that you're ready to scale your existing business and actually start making a real living from it, real income. Like, this is no longer a hobby. This is your business. This is your main source of income. If that's where you're at and you're ready for that, then this is sort of what to expect and sort of like the timeline that I took. So I know I've told this story many times before, but I knew on my 30th birthday that I did not want to stay in corporate America for another 10 years, let alone another 30 years. Now, here's the thing. At the time, things were very different with technology, and things are going to be different in another, you know, few years because things are just rapidly growing. And with every day that passes, it becomes easier and cheaper to be your own boss, to build a business. You know, I mean, you think about like my parents back in like the 80s when they started their ice cream store, for example. You know, it's like back then you had to go to a bank and you had to take out a sizable loan because you needed a brick and mortar location. You had to buy supplies. You were dealing in cash. You needed a cash register and an accountant, and you had to pay for marketing, like in the yellow pages, or, I mean, running ads. I mean, that was very expensive. Like, you were talking about really going all in. And nowadays, you don't have to do any of that. I mean, you can start a business for next to nothing. I think it costs here in Florida $150 to start an LLC. And with all the technology available, I mean, it is dirt cheap and there's very little risk. You don't need a loan. You don't need a brick and mortar location. But I still get people that will message me and, you know, be really nervous about how much it's going to cost to start a business to create their app. And if that's you, don't feel bad, because I was right there with you. And what it has to do with is our money mindset, right? Our money mindset is going to talk us out of it, no matter how cheap it is. I could tell you, hey, it's going to be $10 to start your business, and you're going to find a way to agonize over whether or not that's possible, because it's your money mindset. It's been ingrained in us. Most of us have that kind of a mindset because that's the way our society has raised us to be. We're conditioned to equate hard work and long hours with money. And so if something like an app and a business online comes up, it's really hard for us to wrap our minds around that. And what's going to be great is like younger generations, like my daughter who's a teenager, it's very easy for them to see that and to understand that, and it's so believable. But for those of us that grew up in the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, we're going to have a lot of pushback with that. So my number one tip to start out with, number one, if you want to get notes out and take notes, take some notes, is to work on your money mindset first. This is so, so, so critical. Anyone who has ever done coaching with me, masterminds, anything like that, knows that before we even begin to talk about business and strategy and marketing and all that stuff that comes along with making money online and having the freedom to be your own boss, you have to first focus on your mindset. Now, I get people all the time, and it's always guys. So no offense, guys, but like, I think it's just maybe more of that like masculine side of our brain that is very structured, very analytical, where I'll say things like that and they're like, it's not manifesting, it's not mindset, it's taking the action. That's what's going to get you the results. And I don't argue that, but my argument is that if you're going to take the action, you have to first believe that you can take the action, right? And in order to believe that you could take the action, you have to have the mindset of someone who's going to be successful. You know, if you have the mindset that it's too hard, you're going to fail, people are going to judge you, you're not going to make a return on your investment, it's going to be lost money, you're never going to get to that point of belief. And if you don't get to that point of belief, you're not going to take the action. It's plain and simple. I mean, this isn't woo-woo. This is, you know, just basic standard mindset work, right? I mean, think about, I'm not into sports, but like think about coaching, you know, kids in sports. It's like if they don't believe they're going to win, that's going to be a reflection on their action, right? They're not going to have the confidence. They're not going to show up the same way when they go to bat. And so it's the same thing in business. Like you have to have the mindset of a successful entrepreneur if you want to be a successful entrepreneur. So number one is to focus on your money mindset. Now, knowing this, knowing that so many people struggle with this, and this was something that took me years to overcome, because all the stuff that's available now wasn't available back then, I have bundled 11 money mindset courses for you guys and made it $11. And the reason I did that is because I know how difficult it is to overcome money mindset. I am very, I'm the money mindset type that's very conscientious of spending, like freaks me out to spend money. I'm a hoarder. I like not hoarding things, but hoarding money. I like to save money. I will think twice. I'll think 10 times. I'll think 100 times before purchasing something that I really want. And it's taken me years to overcome that. So I get that. So I wanted to price it to where it's a no-brainer. Like you can absolutely afford it. Skip your Starbucks run today and spend the $11. Go through these 11 courses. It might take you some time, might take you a whole month, might take you a few months, might take you a week, just depending on, you know, how into it you want to get. But go through that first before you even look at joining a program like Digital CEO, before you even think about the cost of starting a business, because you've got to start somewhere. and your mindset should absolutely be the number one priority. Get that right first, because otherwise none of it matters. You're going to find yourself in a course like Digital CEO and you're going to freak out. All those limiting beliefs, believe me, they come to the surface. As you start taking action, they come to the surface. I can't tell you how many people get in Digital CEO and they go to submit their app and they start freaking out. And that is why it's so important that we have that Facebook community and that people can reach me and email me and message me, because I get back to them right away. Because you will freak out. Like, you will be like, oh my gosh, it's like all those fears are going to come to the surface. And that's where I can help you through it. Our community can help you through it. But you've got to have some type of a baseline. You've got to have some tools that are going to help you work through those mindset beliefs that are going to come to the surface. So start with that. It's $11. It's a no-brainer. I'll link it in the show notes. It's linked on my Instagram page at Law of Attraction Tribe. Or, you know, go with whatever other money mindset resource you can find. I just tried to put something together as like a starter for people who are in that phase where it's like, yeah, I want to quit my job. I want to start a business, but, right? And like, they have all these excuses. That's where, like, I don't want to be rude, but like, you're not ready. You're not ready because there's so many money mindset beliefs in the way. And again, this isn't your fault, so don't feel bad about it. We're all there. I was there. We're all there because that's the way we're conditioned in our society. And that's all it is. It's just conditioning. And you can break through that. You can recondition yourself for abundance and freedom and wealth. But you just got to put in that work first. And it's fun. Like, for me, the money mindset stuff is so fun. And when you do that, it makes your business so much more fun. It like completely shifts your paradigm. So start there. I will link that for you. It's a no-brainer. Okay. So next thing, is the investment. So I've been getting like so many different questions on this. For Digital CEO, it is a 6-week program, but you have lifetime access to it. So I guess I should start out with that. So what that means is that as I keep adding stuff, which I do, I mean, you can go back to our first cohort, I have added like courses onto this. I mean, there's a whole entire course on building ads. There's a whole entire thing on how to create your own subliminals. I keep adding resources to it as I learn and grow. So as I'm working with mentors and like scaling my business, I want you guys to do that too. And I'm putting it in Digital CEO. So down the road, if I keep adding content, you get access to all of that and it's no extra cost, not a penny more. So if the course down the road ends up being $3,000, you have access to it. You don't have to pay for that. Like, you get lifetime access. Another question was, can I actually have an app in the app store generating revenue in 6 weeks? And the answer is yes. I had mine up in a weekend. Well, okay, let's back that up. I had my app created in a weekend. It took about 3 weeks, maybe 4, to actually have it in the app store because of Apple. It was in Google right away. Google, like, Google is so easy. They freaking approve like anything. Apple, they're a little more strict. So I always tell people in the course, you can plan on your app being rejected the first time, maybe even the second or third time it goes through. And it's usually something so stupid, like, oh, you have to adjust this one thing. And we have developers that take care of that for you. So I always tell people, go into it expecting that there's going to be a delay with Apple so that you don't freak out when that happens, because they do it to everybody. Like, and if you've ever started a podcast, same thing. Like, they will reject it usually. And it's something so easy, so fixable. But it does delay it, because then you've got to resubmit and then you've got to wait for them to approve it. And then if they have anything else they want you to fix, you've got to do that. So you will get there. We have people that basically do that for you, but it can slow down the process. But like I said, I literally sat down and had my app done in a weekend. Now, I already had content, right? Like, my business had been going for a few years. I had a ton of content, courses, workbooks, things like that, that I was able to put in initially. And then what I did was, for those of you like OG people out there, we had the Inner Tribe community where every single week we had a live call. I brought in guest speakers. And so I did that for a full year, maybe a little more than a year. And that built up a robust library that now lives in the app. So that's, you know, what I tell people, especially people that don't have content, create some content, you know, to get people started. And I will show you how to do that in the course. But then set it up to where you are committing to adding new content every week. And then that way, instead of you going in and adding all this content at once, you only have to do like one thing each week. So that's what I tell people is like the easiest way to build up your content. But absolutely, yes, you can have a finished app within 6 weeks. Does everyone that come into Digital CEO do that? No. And here's why. They don't start with the mindset piece and they get distracted and they don't fully commit. Okay, so just like anything in life, if you come into it half-assed, you're going to get half-assed results. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but it's the truth. If you're looking at this as like a hobby, you're going to get paid like it's a hobby, right? But I've had people that have come in like full force and just like, I am going to do this. And if there's a problem or an obstacle, I'm going to overcome it. And they are so committed and so dedicated. Those people are doing really well. They have their app in the app stores. They're making money from their app. They got it up very quickly within the 6 weeks. Like, in fact, just the other day, I had a woman who is just like this. She is a go-getter. And she's like, hey, I'm in Digital CEO. I know you release the modules every week. I literally can't wait. Like, I am ready. I'm ready to sit down and get this thing done in a weekend like you did. And I was like, you know what? That's a great point. So I unlocked all the modules. So now you get access to everything the moment you purchase. Get access to the whole thing. So if you want to sit down when you're like revved up and you want to work on it, then you can do that. Okay, so the big question, investment, how much it costs, everything else. So the price of the course is $9.97. I do have a payment plan now, which is $97 a month. And for my podcast listeners, if you go in right now and use the coupon code at checkout, SAVE400, SAVE400, you'll get $400 off that pay in full price. So I try to offer something when we're in that launch mode just to make it a no-brainer because I get it. Like, I understand it is a big investment. I can't guarantee that I'm going to keep offering that. So it's open for a few days and that's it. So if you're like ready and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this, then congratulations, you get $400 off with code SAVE400. So again, I'll link that in the show notes, or you can go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/digitalceo. And then when you choose the pay in full option, there will be a room for a coupon code and you type in SAVE400 and you'll get the $400 off. So that answers the question for the course. Now, to have an app, you have to have a hosting platform. And I dive very deep into this in the course. I use Passion and I've had a good experience with them. And I like the fact that you have developers, like these guys that know how to code. They're the techie type that can handle all that stuff because I am not a coding techie type of girl. And it makes the app submission process so much easier. When you have any questions, any concerns, you can ask them. They have great customer service. You don't have to use that platform, but that's a platform that I teach off of and that I recommend. And right now, with my link, you get it for $97 a month. And I think there's like a annual price where you can like pay it annually or pay it monthly. I'm not too sure. But bottom line, like you can use any app hosting platform you want. I just recommend that one. Now, with that being said, it's a separate company. So I can't help it if their price changes, if they're running promotions, whatever. That's out of my control. All I know is like the best deal that I've seen is $97 a month. And that's the deal that you get with my link. So any other fees, like, yes, there is a fee with Apple. I want to say it's like, shoot, I should have looked this up before the podcast. I want to say it's like $20 or something. Same with Google. They're minimal. They're like, it's under $100. I know that. So there are some other fees. At the point that I'm at in my business, and I have a ton of like subscriptions and tools that I use, my expenses are like $400 a month. And that is way more, using way, 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 way more than what I recommend in Digital CEO. And then for ads, I spend anywhere from like $600 a month to $1,500 a month. And I'm probably going to scale and like that's going to go higher. But even, you know, doing $10 to $20 a day is going to help you get going with your app. So another question that I got was, how long is it going to take for me to make a full-time income, for me to quit my job? There's no way to answer that, right? Because number one, it depends on the content and your niche and everything else. Like, you've got to have good content, number one. And the best way to have good content is to do something that you love. Teach about what you're passionate about, what lights you up, because that will create good content. Your energy is going to be great creating it. That's going to sell better than something you're forcing yourself to do. And then also, like, how big do you have a following at all? Like, I had my podcast and a substantial following on social media already. So without doing any ads, I was able to pretty much instantly replace my full-time income. Now, if you don't have any following, like no podcast, you're starting from scratch, then what I recommend in the course is like, okay, then you want to invest in ads, because that's going to help you grow substantially faster. Organic growth, it takes a long time. I don't recommend it unless you want to stay in your job forever and do that. So I recommend ads, and I recommend spending $20 a day per for your ad, and then like scaling from there. So as you're making money, you're scaling that. So those are my recommendations. And my final recommendation is, like, if you are in your day job, don't wait. Like, I feel like so many people are like, oh, I'm going to wait and then I'm going to get started. Like, once I'm ready to quit my job, don't do that. Start now. Look at your day job as your angel investor and take a certain percentage or a certain dollar amount every month from your paycheck and put it in a little fund for your business and start now. Start growing a following now. Like, start doing some of these things that are really easy to do. Start creating content, start doing all the things now while you have your job. So that way, when you do go to launch your app, you're going to be like so much further along than just starting from scratch. So like, don't wait. There's no sense in waiting. There's always going to be an excuse to wait. Just start now. Start creating content. Start talking about what you love. Start posting about what you love. Start doing it now, and it's going to make your life so much easier. So if you are interested in more information, like I said, go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/digitalceo. Use the code SAVE400 while it's still available. You'll get $400 off. All the details are there, all the questions, everything. You'll find it right there. And if you're not at that step yet, then do the 11 money manifestation courses for $11. Like, you got to start somewhere. Mindset's the place to start. So I will link both of those in the show notes. I hope this answers everyone's questions and kind of gives you a direction on where you can go to get in the mindset and in the position to actually quit your job and create a life of freedom. All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next week.